I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll meet with North Korea's leader in Singapore next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the meeting will happen June 12th, ending suspense over the details of a historic meeting between a sitting American president and a North Korean leader about denuclearization. He said he wanted the meeting at the heavily fortified border between the two Koreas, but most of his advisors favored holding it in Singapore.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani. In an interview with Andrea Mitchell on the Today Show, Vice President Mike Pence was asked if he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election was a hoax.
It's been about a year since this investigation began. Our administration has provided over a million documents. We fully cooperated in it. And in the interest of the country, I think it's time to wrap it up. And I would very respectfully encourage the special counsel and his team to bring their work to completion.
There is no indication, however, that Mueller is close to ending his year-long probe. His legal team has been negotiating with the Trump's lawyers over whether the president will sit for an interview and under what terms, such as the topics to be discussed, the length of the questioning, and whether Mr. Trump would testify under oath. Iraqi voters will soon have a chance to replace their national parliament for the first time since the government declared victory over Islamic State militants last year. Voters in Iraq's Kurdish region are preparing for Saturday's federal election, despite making a bid for independence in a controversial referendum last September. While many voters say that even though they remain committed to the cause of independence, for now they are left with little choice but to try and strengthen their representation at the federal level. This is VOA News. Israel said its fighter jet struck dozens of Iranian military targets inside of Syria overnight in response to rocket attacks by Iranian forces on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military said its airstrikes focused on intelligence sites, weapons storage, and logistics centers, and that the jets also destroyed several Syrian air defense systems. Iran is a Syrian ally, and its military has been supporting President Bashar al-Assad. AP correspondent Aaron Heller tells us that Iran's strategy is to widen its military presence in the Middle East.
What's happened in the last few weeks is that Iran is getting far more entrenched in Syria. They've been a major backer of Syrian President Bashar Assad. It looks like he's headed towards victory over there. And they're trying to really expand the reach that they have in the entire region, like they do in Yemen and other places as well.
Russia, another Assad backer, called for both Israel and Iran to show restraint, while French President Emmanuel Macron called for a de-escalation between the two sides. In Malaysia, 92-year-old Mahathir Mohamad is expected or has been sworn as prime minister. He said that if he doesn't confirm his victory, the country would be without a ruler. He is credited with building a thriving economy in Malaysia, but many Malaysians oppose what they said was his harsh treatment of political opponents and stifling of free speech. A dam in Kenya's Rift Valley burst late Wednesday, killing at least 27 people. Water swept away numerous homes and businesses after breaking through the dam. Officials said about 40 people had been rescued and taken to hospitals, and rescue crews continued searching Thursday for more people who could be trapped. The region has seen heavy rains during the past 2 months alone, causing floods and mudslides that had already killed more than 130 people. The Kenyan government said Wednesday that the rains had displaced 220,000 people. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could soon send boulders and ash shooting out of its summit crater in the kind of explosive eruption last displayed nearly a century ago. Scientists said Wednesday the risk of an explosive summit eruption will rise in coming weeks as magma drains down the flank of the volcano toward the area. Lava started erupting from fissures in a residential neighborhood last week. A summit explosion could also release ash, steam, and sulfur dioxide gas. Kilauea has destroyed 36 structures, including 26 homes, since it began releasing lava from vents about 25 miles away east of the summit crater. It denies some immigrants living in the country illegally and accused of crimes sit in legal limbo, caught in a tug of war between local prosecutors and federal immigration authorities who won't let them appear in court in Boston. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.